when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody out there, all our beloved listeners and family out there in Blood River Radio land. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, in case you didn't know that. You probably do. But anyway, it's January the 15th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2022. Like we always say on this show, and no matter how many times we say it, it's still just as true, that there's no name under heaven, no name under the sun, that man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven. That's to Jesus Christ Almighty. That's the only way. Like we always say here, Jesus Christ died for our sins. He suffered. He was buried. He was crucified, suffered, buried. He rose again on the third day. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. But while he was on that cross suffering, he died for us while we were yet sinners, and he knew we were, but he did it just for us to give us a chance to get to heaven. Well, people, I'm going to make a quick prayer because we got a lot to do tonight. I'm not trying to short God or short our Christianity on this radio show, but we've got a lot to cover, so I've got to get rolling. I'm going to say a quick prayer. People, if you will, please bow your heads. Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, of all things unseen, seen and unseen, oh, Lord, if you will, first of all, Lord, thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, here to pay this our sin debt. That we just mentioned that before we went to this prayer, Lord, as I know you heard. But, Lord, I would ask you tonight, I would like to put out a different prayer than I usually put out. Lord, if you will, if you haven't given up on the United States and the white race globally, which I'm almost about to give up on them, Lord, and I wouldn't blame you if you did give up on us. But if you will, God, please knock the scales from the eyes of white people. If you will, destroy, oh Lord, the Satan spell that has the white people of the world totally blinded and totally confused in their allegiances and their alliances. Lord, as you know, white people on the earth, they hate themselves in general. They are worshiping evil. They're calling good bad and calling bad evil. They're taking sides with the communists. And they're taking sides with other races. Not to say that other races are any worse, but we love our race, Lord. We think that white people have a right to exist. We have a right to breathe. We have a right to live in our homes, enjoy the fruits of our labors without worrying about being killed every day. Lord, also, Lord, if you will, please knock the scale off of the eyes of these white people that worship. They have these huge churches, like Bellevue Baptist Church here in Memphis, Tennessee. And all it is, Lord, it's just a giant whorehouse. They worship, they literally worship Israel and they worship Jews. And Lord, if your son was to come back today, if they could, the Baptists would join in with these Jews and they would try to crucify Jesus Christ again. So Lord, if you will, give them one more chance. Knock the scale off their eyes, Lord. Let them see the error of their ways. But Lord, if they want, if they won't do that, if they still reject your guidance and your goodness and your righteousness, then go ahead and send them to hell, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Anyway, people, I'd like to mention our donor. We had Ken from Lynbrook, New York. He has sent other donations. The guy sends donations in two or three times a month. I've written him. I'm really greatly in his debt. I've just I'm just flabbergasted by the way he does it, by the and by the way the other supporters have helped us. I'm going to name a few of our other supporters that have not necessarily sent money in this week or this month, but here's some of our staunchest supporters. And I want to thank them. Without these supporters, we could not remain on the air. That's cut and dried. Ken from New York, we just mentioned him. Ken from Lynbrook. Thank God for Ken. We have Alan Biscuit, O'Gator in Florida. Jim Zim, up close and personal combat medic. Excuse me, up close and personal combat infantryman. I'm the medic. I got it mixed up there a little bit. Purple Heart, combat wounded, Jim Zim. He supports us like clockwork. Jim in Washington. I was talking to Jim just 2 days ago, and he sent pictures of his beloved family. I'm so flattered when the people send photographs of their family, their kids, and their grandkids, and tell me all about how they're doing in sports and school. Also, Pam and Dennis in Virginia. Frank Hawat. Frank Hawat. He's a regular donor too. And Frank Hawat, that's not his real name, but he knows who we're talking about. He works in a very sensitive position, and he could not, if he was found out, he could go to jail. Steve in Baltimore. Micah from Maryland. Oh, Paul Lawrence out there in South Carolina. Bigfoot in Tennessee. And James Stencil from Ferguscum, Missouri. That's some of the people that keep us on the show. There's others there, but that's all I can think of right now as I was making the brief outline. Listen, to miss any outline, here's what we're doing tonight. If you're to talk about Mr. Buddy, Mr. Buddy's supposed to be calling in tonight, and he's going to be covering this case of Greg and Travis McMichael that were sentenced to life in prison for getting it. They got into a fight with this feral animal Negro down there in Georgia, and the Negro, during the fight over a shotgun, the Negro got killed. And also, there was a third white person who was just filming the incident. That's all he was doing. He got accused, tried, convicted, first-degree murder. All three white people are serving a life sentence in prison before that. Well, Mr. Buddy's going to call in and cover that. We also have Miss Monica Schaefer on tonight. She's going to be Graham Robbie co-hosting the show with me tonight. So while we're waiting on Mr. Buddy to call in, we'll just go to Miss Braveheart Monica Schaefer. How are you doing tonight, Monica?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Eddie. Good to hear you again.
Well, it's good to hear you. I'm kind of in a rush. I guess everybody's going to say, when is he on time? When is he not in a rush? I was just telling Cameron, this is a small rabbit trail that I did by a little 18-mile training run yesterday. And I was slow, but it was probably the easiest training run I've had in quite a while because it was taking me a long time to get back over that. I had this hellish bike wreck back in October. I can't believe how much I've progressed over that, but I'm getting ready to run, God willing, the Little Rock Marathon. I think it's the first week of March, and then Nashville will be March the 23rd, New York, November 4th, and the Holy of Holies, Memphis St. Jude Marathon will be December the 6th. That's what I'm training for now. But before Mr. Buddy comes on, what's up with you tonight, Miss Monica? How have you been doing it? And tell us any news that you have to your mind before we take off.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always news there because our eternal enemy is rolling things out faster than ever. But the way I look at that is that it is to our advantage that they are rolling it out so fast. Because if they were doing this, let's say at 1/10 the speed, let's say they were doing this agenda they've been doing for the last 2 years, over 20 years, they would have a greater chance of success. But I think they have zero chance of success with this because they are rolling it out so fast. And it also tells me they are in utter panic mode. Something I've noticed is that at the same time that even the big mainstream institutions, you could say, they're coming out with information that basically this whole pandemic thing is a hoax, but at the same time, the government institutions are going harder. They're locking down harder. They're instituting a health tax, for instance, in Quebec, Canada, now for, you know, if you're not vaccinated or if you have chosen not to take their poison injection. They're debating about, you know, charging people extra taxes for that. And, you know, all kinds of things going on. And yet at the CDC, the Center for Disease Control of the United States, has actually pulled their, what is it, the PCR test, and said, yes, well, it can't differentiate. It can't differentiate between, you know, this COVID-19 phony thing and the ordinary flu. So basically they have admitted that their gold standard tool that has been used to tell us that we are suffering a pandemic of epic proportions, it is a fraud. It is a fraud. They've told us. So what do you think of that, Eddie? At the same time that they are basically telling us that the whole thing is a fraud, and now it's becoming quite wide open. It's just blown right out open. And yet they are coming down harder and harder. Like, there is this disconnect. So it's very interesting to see where this is going to go now. But I mean, we are in a war. I cannot overstate that. We have to fight this war. We must resist. We must absolutely not obey our way down this road into utter control that they want. Yeah. So.
Oh, yes. Just a message from Cameron.
Yeah, I see that too. And we're just going to.
I've got it, and I'll do that during the break. But I'm going to respond to what you said, because I'm glad you did. We have the big news on just what you said.
All right.
So, people, hang on to your hats. We'll be right back. We're going to check and see what where Mr. Buddy is. Be right back. Hang on to your seats, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at bloodriverradio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, I just called one of our favorite people in the world, my older brother, Mr. Buddy. He's 93 years old. He's going to be calling in any second. He's going to be covering some material. But I'm going to respond to what my sister, Miss Monica, said. I'm looking for the notes I had just a second ago. I want to get the name right. Listen, Miss Monica was talking about all this crazy, you know, vaccine, this pandemic scare. Listen, there's this Irish financial advisor I was listening to on on the YouTube video, whatever you call it, the other day. She's nailed it. She said that the vaccine passport, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. It has nothing to do with the virus. It's global. It's worldwide. She says it has everything to do with merging us into the new post-dollar, post-U.S. dollar worldwide economy, the new world economy. They're going to do away with all your precious dollar, all of our dollars. I don't know what the hell we're going to use then, but we'll talk about, at the end of the show, we're going to talk about those solutions, how to get around that. My old brain doesn't forget. But listen, here's the thing. She also said that you'll have to have a chip. And listen, your health records will be in this computer chip, your financial records, your history, which education you have, your schooling, any diseases you've had, if you have a criminal record, everything on earth that could be known about you is going to be on this chip. And that's going to be on what they call the so-called vaccine passport. You see, they're using this crap for all these stupid people out there. I know it's a cliche. You can't fix stupid. There's so many. I mean, and these are the people I was praying for during the show. Dear God, is there anybody more stupid than these people? I mean, they must be. I've always said that God never made a stupider creature than a Southern Baptist. I believe some of these people are more stupid than that. I mean, is there anything they won't do? And I'll say this over the air one more time. I'll shut up because Mr. Buddy's here waiting. I believe a lot of these people, and some of them are college professors. Some of them are doctors and nurses. I believe if the government told them, you're going to have to show up at your post office clearest to you, the closest federal building, and you're going to have to get an enema every morning. And this enema is going to be administered by a trained government employee. And it's for your safety. This enema, you'll still have to wear the mask. You'll still have to get vaccine. You'll still have to get a booster shot every week. But you're still going to have to get this enema every day, too. If you don't do it, we're going to say you're a bad person. I believe they would do it. I believe these Southern Baptists, these other dumb people would fight over getting in line to get that. Well, people, that was my response to what Miss Monica just got through saying before we went to a break. Now we have the one and only Mr. Buddy, one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's on the air right now. He's going to cover some stuff that he sent in to the show. How you doing, Mr. Buddy?
Doing pretty good under the circumstances here, Eddie.
Well, you're coming through loud and clear.
I'm mighty upset over this so-called trial of the McMichaels and their neighbor, Williams, that they got a first-degree murder conviction and virtual life imprisonment. For all three of them, and that wasn't anything but a kangaroo court. And I'll say this on the front end, I have a copy of a correspondence from the first district attorney, or the original one that actually had jurisdiction in the case. He looked into it, made the investigation, and found absolutely no place in there where the McMichaels violated any law. And not only that, he covered the various incidents in this situation and quotes the law that they were following as they were dealing with this black boy. And because of some pressure from various people and some people that I think the district attorney or his son or somebody else knew this person or that person, he recused himself, and they appointed a new district attorney to look into it. And they built a team of prosecutors. One of them was even a black female district attorney from Cobb County in Georgia to come all the way down there to join the prosecuting team. And how they could use the facts and get a conviction for what these men did when the first district attorney found no fault and even quoted the laws that the Michaels were involved with to show the justification of what they did. And it's quite obvious that the prosecuting team that was able to get that conviction, they had no interest in the facts. All they wanted was blood. And unfortunately, they got it. Now, what I have been doing, I've contacted various people, groups, activists, and everything else. We have got to try to get a new trial for those falsely convicted men. Because as I said in the DA's first investigation, that he found absolutely no place where they violated a law. And that's what I would encourage all the listeners to do. Don't let this thing go down the memory hole and hang those men up just to dry, because it's a case of vengeance on the part of the prosecutor and everybody else. They had all of the high-profile, or I say all of them, a number of high-profile black people down there in the courtroom, and actually they were intimidating the jury. And that's the only way they could get a conviction. And so I would encourage everybody that's listening to get involved in this thing, get all the true information, not what the media puts out, but the true facts in the case, and get busy, and let's get these men a fair trial and get those convictions and sentences overturned.
Yes, sir. And I can give out that phone number where you can call that county. Mr. Buddy sent me a copy of that letter, Office of the District Attorney, Waycross Judicial Circuit. People, I'll get you a pen and put you get ready. I'll give this number out in a few minutes. In case I forget, Ms. Monica, you remind me, I'll give the number out and the address so they can write these people. But you're absolutely right. And Mr. Buddy was telling me that there was a Mr. Greg McMichael. He was a retired police officer from that county. His son, Travis, was convicted. And Mr. Buddy was telling me that there was a man, the neighbor of the McMichaels, he was just there filming the incident. That's all he did. He filmed the incident. And Mr. Buddy, I believe you told me this man, I don't know his name, but he was put on trial and convicted of murder, first-degree murder. And he's also serving a life sentence in prison. Is that right, Mr. Buddy?
Yes, that's right. Brian Williams is the man's name, and he was filming the entire thing. And from what I have gathered, the reason they convicted him, they claimed that he was driving his vehicle where the confrontation took place, that he helped block in the culprit. And that's just assumed. And the suspect in this thing, the suspected thief, this Aubrey fella, he had every opportunity in the world to go in different directions when the prosecutor said that the Mr. Williams was blocking him in. You can't block a man in with one vehicle.
No.
And this whole thing was a setup. It was a kangaroo court, if there ever was one. And the first discharge of the shotgun that Mr. McMichael was holding went off because the suspect grabbed the barrel of the gun and pulled the gun toward him, and it would only have to move a 16th of an inch for it to go off.
Mr. Buddy,
so
we have to go to a break. We have to go to a quick break. There's the music. We have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back, Mr. Buddy. People, hold on. We'll go back and we'll finish this story before we bring Miss Monica in. And we'll give out a little bit more information. We'll see what Miss Monica's take is on this. Be right back, people.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left six people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We have a single suspect right now that was seen fleeing the scene westbound here on 8th Street in a hoodie. And all we know is it's a male in a hoodie. That's about all we know right now. The thing that's really critical about this is that when you have something like this happen with this many people involved, is that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio available if people are willing to share that with us.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A snowstorm is blanketing the southeast and northeast with rain, snow, and ice. Up to a foot of snow has already fallen across the region, with officials warning of hazardous travel. Winter storm warnings and watches were put into effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri, just ahead of the snowfall. Some people are familiar with an Alberta Clipper. This system originated in Canada as a Saskatchewan Screamer. Bridges in the Des Moines area are covered with ice, and some roads east of Des Moines are completely covered with snow. Forecasters say much of the state of Iowa can expect at least a foot of snow. Strong winds may also cause blowing and drifting snow during the storm. Officials say you need to check travelers' advisories before traveling through any of these regions. Black ice is also causing difficulties traveling around the Great Lakes and in the upper Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Hey, y'all, listen, I'm going to give that number for you people. I'm going to give your contact information to this Waycross Judicial Circuit Court where you can try. We need to try to see what we can do to get these people a new trial. Greg and Travis McMichael and Brian Williams, see if we can get them a new trial. First of all, people, the people who were sentenced to life in prison was Greg and Travis McMichael. That's spelled capital M-C, capital M-I-C-H-A-E-L. And the other fellow, the other innocent fella, was Brian Williams. He was a neighbor. And if you want to get more information on this, and if you didn't get it fast, if I'm reading it too fast, you can contact me, Eddie@BloodRiverRadio.com. And these are the solutions we're talking about, people. The solution, try to get our people out of jail that have been wrongly convicted. Now, listen, here's the number. Here's the telephone number to call down to this county. This is the office of the district attorney. It's 912-287-4395. Repeat, 912-287-4395. 287-4395. And some of the laws here that they did not break, I won't read them because that takes it too much time, but there's some of the laws that that Mr. Buddy sent me this letter, a copy of the letter, but they were totally innocent. I mean, it's just pathetic. But go ahead, continue on, Mr. Buddy. Finish the story, if you don't mind, please, sir.
Okay, listen, I'd like to point out something else that had an awful lot to do with swinging the jury to get this conviction or convict those three men. When you stop and think about it, of the three people, everyone had a different role in the event. For instance, one had the shotgun with him. The other one was in another truck, or the McMichael truck, and the other man was just filming the thing. And yet the district attorney, when they went to court, that stacked deck district attorney threw such a broad net of charges against all three, that alone would scream for a new trial, because all three of them had different roles. So how could the whole array of charges apply to each man? And not only that, BLM had some armed people outside the courtroom for intimidating purposes to get a conviction. And I believe, if the numbers are correct, out of the jury, most of them were some women. And, you know, women, as dear as they are or can be, they're guided by emotion most of their life and not facts. So in that case, with all the intimidation and the makeup of the jury, it was a stacked deck from the very beginning.
Yes, sir. And we have case after case. In fact, Mr. Buddy, I really appreciate you sending this information here, because this is very emotional. It's very sad. Our people are being arrested every single day. It's just like Charlottesville, just for breathing air. I'm going to cover a few of these other cases right here real quick. It says we have this retired fire. He was a volunteer fire chief, Ernest Martin Stevens. He was in a public parking lot in Jasper County, Georgia. And this black feral animal by the name of Devon Durham came up to him wanting a ride. Mr. Martin was in his F-100 Ford pickup truck, say, in this shopping center. And this black approached his pickup truck wanting a ride or trying to get the truck. We don't know exactly what the statement was, because, you know, the man that was driving the truck's dead. But to make a long story short, the black, get this, people, the man, the ex-volunteer chief, fire chief, was trying to get away. He said he did not want to give his truck up. He didn't want to give this man a ride. He'd never seen him in his life. He was attempting to drive away, get away. The black shot him. He had a 9mm semi-automatic pistol. He emptied it. He shot the volunteer fire department, retired man, eight times. And when he was the attorney, his defense attorney said, well, the black man shot him because he felt threatened. Well, guess what? He was acquitted. He was this black animal, Devon Durham. He confessed it, too. He confessed it. The prosecution had brought 14 witnesses out there, spent casings, autopsy report, eyewitnesses, didn't make it. And even the confession, they still let him go. Here's another one. I got to make this quick. Judge gives teen anger management after he murdered a 59-year-old white man at the county fair. These two black teenagers approached a middle-aged white man. He was 59 years old. The white man's name was John Weed. They approached him. And you know how we've seen about this thing called, this phenomenon called the knockout game that these blacks like to do. They come up and sucker punch this old man. It killed him dead. the judge let him off. They let the sucker off with anger management. They're on probation. You've got anger management. Okay, here's another one. Brandley Gonzalez, 19, was video recorded beating two homeless men. One of the victims survived, one didn't. The judge initially agreed to allow the killer off scot-free, changed his opinion, but he's having to do 9 months in jail. 9 months for beating a man to death. This will be the last one I cover. This is a black suspect accused of two-day-long shooting spree. He was targeting white males, according to police. 39-year-old black man. I mean, and they get off scot-free. People, you tell me that we're not being exterminated in this country right here. It's just pathetic. Mr. Buddy, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in tonight. I'd like to thank you for bringing these cases to our attention. I certainly appreciate that. And you can come on our show anytime you want to, Mr. Buddy.
Okay, and listen, let me encourage all of your listeners. Don't let this thing get swept under the rug, because each one of us could be a victim of the same thing at any moment. So stay active in this thing, and let's support those men that are stuck in jail right now and get them a fair trial. Thanks a lot, Eddie, and I'll be in touch with you later.
Thank you, Mr. Buddy. Hope to see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir. Bye-bye, partner. People, that's right. If you will, please contact Blood River Radio, and we can give you this information out in case you didn't get it. And hey, Mr. Buddy's right. I need to go cover this. We here at Blood River Radio and all of our staff, we need to cover this stuff all the time, because that is one of the solutions we're always talking about. There's some solutions we want to cover at the end of the show if I get time. Well, anyway, that was a great thing Mr. Buddy covered, and now we're getting ready to go some other stuff if I can find my outline. I sent a video clip today to you, Miss Monica. I don't know if you got it or not, but before we go on to other stuff, Miss Monica, would you like to cover some other, do you have anything you'd like to cover right now?
Yeah, well, I'll just respond to this whole story, because then it's time to go for a break. But I did get both of those videos that you sent out. The one was about things heating up over there, Russia and Ukraine. And then the other was this Irish woman that you already mentioned in this show. So we could talk a little bit about that. But first of all, just in response to these stories about these white people in jail. Now, any one of these stories that you brought forward, or that your friend Buddy brought forward, you just reverse the color of the perpetrator and the victim, and we know exactly how it would have gone. And so the second comment about these stories and anything that comes in front of the courts, the whole court system is just so corrupted. And we know that from, well, just, you know, truth is no defense when it comes to speech crime trials, like the one that my brother and I went through. Truth is no defense. That's what they told Ernst Zundel at his trials, both in Canada and in Germany. Basically, the same thing was said in slightly different words. And then for these kind of violent crimes, I mean, we've just witnessed through these stories that everything is so corrupt. And, you know, there's other stories that I'm hearing about. It's a good friend of mine, actually, I should connect with her with you. Maybe she can come on sometime and talk about property rights. And that's another area where the courts are completely corrupted when it comes to property rights. So, yeah, but I do hear the music. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, people, I can't believe it's going to be the last segment of the first hour. We'll be right back, folks, after this brief intermission.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Well, dear folks, so glad you're hanging on. I don't know whether I should kind of cover some other news clips, people, or we should start talking about solutions. I think I will talk about some of the problems, and we'll go to the solutions later. I don't know if you people have been keeping him up, but this Luciferian satanic government we have, they're doing the same thing they've been doing since 1860. That stinking federal Luciferian cabal criminal on Sodom on the Potomac, the very first nation they ever invaded was the southern states. The South had declared themselves to be an independent nation. We covered that on several shows. And the South was an independent. They separated themselves. And we had the right, by the God-given right to do it. We had the rights according to the Declaration of Independence. But so that's what we all know what happened. The North totally destroyed the South. We know that. And they're so proud of it. Now they've done the same thing, repeated the same process over and over and over. I don't know how many nations they've bombed to the cinder. Now, we're going to cover this quickly, this article. NATO, the United States, and, the Jew World Order, they have moved in heavy, high-tech troops and equipment into the Ukraine. They moved them right up on within mere kilometers of the Russian border. Well, the Russians cannot, think about that. They have missiles there. The Jew World Order, NATO, United States, they have missiles in the Ukraine that can reach Moscow in 5 minutes. They have divisions, heavy tanks. They have troops there. NATO, in the United States. Well, no sane sovereign nation can tolerate that. There's this argument going on there, but the Russians have been trying to make the NATO, the United States, adhere to their agreement where they would not bring Ukraine and Georgia into NATO. I'm going to reverse that just for a second. We almost went to all-out nuclear war back about 1961, 62, I remember, over with the so-called Cuban Missile Crisis, when the old Soviet Union, they were still communists then, they brought in nuclear-armed missiles into Cuba. Well, that's 90 miles away from the United States coast. That's much farther away than these missiles are on the edge of Russia. And the United States of America, JFK, was the president then, we came within a hair, people, of going to all-out thermonuclear war because those missiles were there in Cuba. Okay, Putin and some of his other high-ranking people said, if we don't, but NATO, the United States, the same old Jew World Order, if they don't get these stinking weapons out of the Ukraine, then they're going to get them out themselves. They're going to go in and take them out, and I say bully for them. I wished I could fight with them, with the Russians. Also, they said they're going to move missiles and troops back into Cuba. And they're going to install a military presence into Venezuela. Well, you know, all these arrogant Jews here in the United States, in our cabinet in the United States of America, are raising hell like that's the greatest sin, like the sin of the 20th century, 21st century. And so, you know, the NATO, the United States, have totally just disrespected the Russians. They won't even talk about this situation. So basically, to boil it down to the nitty gritty, the Russians have given them just mere days to respond, to sign in writing this paper that they will remove all their military hardware and troops from the Ukraine, and they will not bring the Georgia and the Ukraine into NATO. Now, I heard it say that we are sometime between the middle of this month and the middle of next month, February, could be all that war breaking out. So, people, that's where we are right now. And Miss Monica, I know you said that you didn't feel qualified to talk about that much, but that involves everybody in the world. I mean, if you're talking about all out war between the United States, NATO, and Russia, that is going to be about people in Canada, the United States, you name it. I would love to see the Russians move troops into Mexico. I would love it. Oh my God! I wish Russia would move in, you know, troops, heavy tanks, missiles, nuclear armed missiles, right up to the Rio Grande River, man, and just dare these stinking Americans. You know what? Get this. I'm gonna say one more thing before we go to Miss Monica. Can you imagine these transvestites? Can you imagine these queers, these lesbos that think they're men? They would find out the difference between a lesbo and a real man. Can you imagine them going to war against the top special forces of these Russian troops? You have anything to add to that, Miss Monica?
Well, that last bit is probably the most interesting part of it. Like, they've been really pushing this narrative of all inclusivity to, you know, even the ads for the, I don't know if it was the Canadian Army, sort of a recruiting ad, or whether it was for the American Army that I saw where, oh my goodness, it was just ridiculous. You know, it was somebody, a woman, first of all, who talked about when she was 2 years old, or maybe it was a boy that knew when he was 2 years old that he was in the wrong body, or this kind of thing. This was the recruiting message. But this is where the rubber, what's the old expression? It's going to really, you know, if, thank you, the rubber meets the road. I mean, I don't know what I can add to what you just said about what's going on and these moving into place for possible all-out war over there. I mean, I don't know. This is interesting times we're living in, because we're already in a war, but of a different nature, you know, this war on all of humanity. But I am really glad that you keep on talking about the Jew world order, because that's really who is behind all this, you know, all these wars, who is always behind it, who's pulling all the strings. And
it's always the Jew.
Maneuvering both sides, you see. I mean, it's kind of like it's a giant theater for them, and the Jews are maneuvering and manipulating both sides. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say about all that.
Well, I've got plenty to say.
All right.
Know, there was a saying back during my war, back then, the Vietnam War. There was an old saying that said, what if they gave the hippies, I wasn't a hippie, but I was totally anti-war because I didn't want to get my butt shot off. I didn't want to get my brain splattered all over this, you know, the ground. But what if they gave a war and nobody came? Well, with the way the Jew World Order saw that, they instigated the draft and said that, you know, they would send the FBI to come get you. A friend of mine, he was hiding in the attic. Yeah, he was trying to not keep from being, he had been drafted, and the FBI came and found him in the attic and drug him off. I haven't seen him since. But I've got some solutions here. And this is just, I'm an old combat medic, O-R-N, just an old redneck Tennessee guy. But and people can help us do this. But I'm just going to go over some of these solutions. We need to find a way to return way or ways to return to a sound, honest monetary system. There's some ways we can defuse these stinking Jews because they control the entire world's monetary system. We just mentioned a minute ago with this lady. She's an Irish economic advisor, and she's talking about how the Jew World Order, their whole purpose behind the so-called COVID vaccine and the COVID scare, the pandemic, is because they want to take your vaccine passport and they want to hook it. That's going to be your credit card. It's going to be the way you go to the doctor. It's going to be, we talked about how your medical history is on that thing, your criminal, if you have a criminal record, your educational, everything about you, your blood type, everything will be on that chip. Okay, we need to tell them, screw you. We're not going to get your stinking vaccine passport. Now, what we might do, we might give you an enema with about 5 gallons of this stinking vaccine. And we might stick one in your rectum and put one in your each eye and one in the nose. If you love this damn vaccine so much, we're going to pour it to you. And something else, we need to get a sound, honest money system. We need to refuse to use their money. We need to refuse to use their electronic money system, their digital currency. We need to go back to accounting to the way it used to be originally in the Constitution of the United States, but we need to go to make it on a county basis, Monica. We need to have county banks, state, not even state banks, because we can't even trust the stinging states anymore, but we need to start at the states and go down to the counties, get a county, state, county money system based on some type of hard good. I might even pick copper. But copper, gold, and silver, and then the counties under supervision of we the people, we would coin this money, we would print the currency, regulating the value thereof, and we would refuse. I'll repeat this again: refuse to use the king's money. We stop using stinking Federal Reserve notes, and we use our own county money. We need to destroy the Federal Reserve, and we need to prosecute those banksters. We need to prosecute them and then stand up against the wall and shoot them after they've had their fair trial. We need to destroy the United Nations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements. We need to arrest all those people that have participated in that. We need to refuse the king's money. Again, I'll tell you that. We need to ignore every single one of these so-called court rulings because they're not. They're dictates from hell. They're not courts. They're only refusing. I won't even honor them. Just refusing to them to refer to them as a court. We need to stop sending our money to Washington, D.C. We need to insist on our state legislature saying, stop sending money to the stinking Sodom of the Potomac. We need to withdraw, rescind our recognition of Israel. We need to make it a felony to have dual citizenships in the Congress of the United States. We can't have dual citizenships. We all know it's not dual loyalty, don't we, people? Well, anyway, I'm going to shut up because we're about to go to the break. Miss Monica, you want to comment on some of that stuff? I got plenty more solutions, but you want to comment on some of that stuff before we go to the break? And we can also continue this after the break when Fred gets to talk with. Go ahead.
Yeah, Eddie, you are on fire. I just love it. That was a great rant. It was just perfect. We need to do all those things. The money system is toxic, and we need to find our own ways and replace their money system and the Federal Reserve or, Bank of Canada. Well, no, Bank of Canada is good. That was before they privatized the money here. We actually still have a Bank of Canada, but it's not being used. So anyway, but we need to go back to a different money system that is completely separated from the Jews. And yes. I mean, that's what Adolf Hitler did, and that's why they hated him so much. His money was based on work.
Hey, don't forget that. Well, let's cover the good that our beloved Fuhrer did, and I'll say he was our beloved Fuhrer. He's better than any damn politician we've ever had. We need to cover what he did in the second hour. That's brilliant. In fact, I got that in my notes. People will be right back, and we're gonna smoke some tail when we get back. So hang on to your seats.